Welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. A fantastic new episode today, and it's another In Conversation show. So today we've got Larry Studnicki from High Plains Drifters. That's a band from New York. So High Plains Drifters were part of the Independent Number Ones Volume 10, the 10th anniversary album that hit number one on Amazon and the top 20 at number 12 actually on iTunes in the UK. So Larry is with us and we're talking about his brand new single Rear View Mirror that hit the top 40 in the UK recently. So we played it on the show a couple of weeks ago. A lot of listeners have called in, they love the music, and sure enough, soon after that, the single hit the iTunes charts in the UK. And today we've got Larry on the show with us. Now, just to let you know, this was recorded before Rear View Mirror hit the top 40. So we're not even talking about the top 40, but stick around for that. Well, today we've got our six certified indie songs of the week, and we kick off with Yeah Whatever. This is one of my songs, and the reason we're playing this is because tomorrow is our last day of voting for the Grammy nominations, you know, for the first round nominations. Devil Is Back, my Billboard top 10 album, number one iTunes US UK, Devil Is Back, featuring R.I.P., this band that I formed with the musicians from around the world, and my band, Oliver Sean Band. It's all part of this real indie project that I've created. They're all part of this this beautiful album that I've made, and it's in Blues Contemporary. It's selected by NARAS, by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, for the 63rd Grammy Ballot. Well, my album is in Blues Contemporary. Music video, the Devil Is Back music video, which is on VH1 right now, is also in the ballots. We also have it in Best Producer for Wanda Alvarez, my mom, who's the co-producer on this album. So this is the first time she's actually made it on as into the ballots as producer. So congratulations to mom. And also Best Album of the Year. That's the standard thing that everybody puts in, which is why there are so many in that category. But yeah, so we are really rooting for Blues Contemporary. So one final time, for your consideration, to all the Grammy voters listening in, a lot of my friends who listen in are Grammy voters with me, and I'm hoping you know, you do give my album the consideration. So as I said, we kick off the show with Yeah Whatever, and also there's a music video coming out for Yeah Whatever very soon. And by the way, before I continue, it's my birthday today, so yeah, happy birthday to me. So at 6 o'clock today, we're going to be live on youtube.com/ Oliver Sean, and also Facebook Oliver Sean and Oliver Sean Band. You can check both these pages. I'll be going live unplugged, playing a few songs from my new album and some cover songs and all of that. So that's my celebration during this pandemic while we are locked in. It's going to be, you know, celebrated with my friends and my fans across the world via social media, YouTube and Facebook, and also Instagram. So just Oliver Sean, all these places, okay? So hope to see you all there, and you can all wish me live while I perform for you guys. And then the second song is Holland Greco with their song We Could Still Get It On. A really cool track. Have a listen to Holland Greco, tell me what you think. And then we have Clark Ford. Now Clark has been promoted by WOA before, we've had his music on before. He's also working with a very close friend of mine called Cathy Varner in France, who WOA has been supporting and working with. She also got onto the Billboard jazz charts. Clark Ford is working with Cathy, and he's worked with us. He also hit the country charts, by the way, on iTunes, working with WOA. And now he's got this brand new single called Throwing Our Love Away. Now it's a female singer on this, and I don't know who it is because Clark hasn't really told us who it is, but it's his brand new single. It's his composition, I believe, and his production. It's a really cool track. I think this is very top 40-ish kind of sound. You know, it can really get some commercial radio airplay. And then, of course, we have our featured artist, Larry from High Plains Drifters, all the way from Connecticut, joining me on the radio show via the phone. But of course, this was recorded. This is not live. So we're going to be talking about Rear View Mirror, which When we were talking about it, we had no idea it was going to hit the iTunes charts in the UK, and it came in at number 40. So that's Rearview Mirror. And after that, we've got I Want That Girl, one of my favorite songs by the band, which was on our Independent Number Ones Volume 10, which hit number one on Amazon in the UK and the top 20 on the singer-songwriter charts in the UK. So great, great tracks there. And then, of course, we've got Glenn Shane, another favorite artist of mine from Florida, in and around Orlando is where he's based. And this is his song called It All Started With You. Now, this song hit the top of the charts in South Africa, is what he told me. So let's have a listen to it and tell me what you guys think about It All Started With You. This was his first hit. And then after that, Glenn has been on several of our compilations, and his last single hit the top 20 just a few weeks ago. Last episode that we played had his single that hit the top 20, so go check that out and go download his song. It's really cool. And then, of course, last but not least, this brand new artist that we just came across called Soul Harmony from America, and this is a song called So Special, featuring Big Joe 24. This is more kind of urban, you know, R&B-ish kind of feel to it. So let me know what you think of that. And that's our show today. I hope you enjoy it. And it's my birthday episode, so I like to think it's a little extra special. I hope to see you at 6 o'clock today, at 6 p.m. UK time. I don't know what time that is across the world. So it's in New York, Los Angeles, India, Dubai, everywhere. So hopefully I can see you guys on YouTube and Facebook, and we can chat, and you can wish me happy birthday. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Well, Some endless need inside. You keep trying to hide. It's taking you for a ride, taking over your life. I'll never be your wife. It's like you got a big hole in your soul you can't fill. A need you keep trying to feed, but you don't need me. Get some therapy. Doesn't care about herself, but I got too much going on, so it's time that you were gone. Yeah, you'll have to find somebody new who's even more messed up than you. I've got a lot more self-respect than back when
folks. So today I said I'm going to have a very special guest all the way from, well, he's originally from New York City, but he lives in Connecticut now. And it's Larry from High Plains Drifters.
Hello, everyone in England and the United Kingdom. To everyone in India, I once met your most famous film star, Amitabh Bachchan, walked around New York City with him for a day. Although I say hello to all of you, and to everyone in Dubai, hello as well.
Larry, you know what? You're the second lawyer on our show who is, you know, who works with WOA as an artist.
Something has to pay for the music when you're not signed to the label or music
publisher. Well, the other lawyer that we work with, but not in terms of law, but as a musician who works with us, is Tim Shannon from the band Swift Timmy, in Australia, you know. So hopefully someday you guys come on tour on the WOA Summer Festival or summer tour in the UK, and then we have two lawyers performing on stage and jamming. That would be fun. This brings me to the next point that I really, really want to talk about. So Emma just informed me, well, yesterday, that you've done some stuff with Mick from Rolling Stones.
Yes, I don't want to make too much of it. It was the first recording project that where any of my songs were being recorded. I was not a part of the band. I was simply a contributing songwriter.
Okay.
The producer of that record, who became one of my closest friends, happened to be very, very close to the famous rock session keyboardist, Nicky Hopkins, who also played for Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And Scott said to me and the band that were working on that record, he said, "You're going to need a great keyboardist on this record. I could get Nicky Hopkins." We brought Nicky out. And Nicky was living in we were in a beach house down in Jersey, the band and everybody. Nicky said out of the blue, he said, "You know, I like this record. And if I told Mick Taylor that I like the record, you could probably get him to come play on the record." He said, "Why not?"
Of course.
he was gracious enough to fly out from California. And he played on, I think, about half the tunes on the record, maybe one or two of mine. It was a mix of songs written by the lead singer of that band and songs written by myself.
Okay.
It was like, you know, rock royalty enters the room, everybody bows and scrapes, and it was pretty wild.
But that is some story, I'll tell you. That's something you'll never forget, and you can, you know, talk about it and kind of boast about the fact that, you know, Mick Taylor played on your song. So that's really cool.
I always say that my career peaked early, and I've been going downhill ever since.
No, don't say that, man. Talking about your career, your songs.
Started off working with Mick Taylor and Nicky Hopkins, and now I just work with guys from my band in New York. You know?
Yeah, but speaking about your band in New York, now High Plains Drifters, before I talk about your song, your songs, I should say, tell me more about the name of the band. How did that come about?
That was hard. I always wonder how people come up with the names for anything nowadays, because you sit there and it's like you go, all the good names are taken. whether you're an author trying to write a book or put on a stage play or name a band or even a song, it's, you know, where does it come from?
Yeah.
I literally, over the course of a series of long trips to and from visiting family in Maryland, I was driving back and forth from New York to Maryland. I remember it was just myself in the car, and I'd be looking out the windows and looking for any inspiration whatsoever and trying to come up with things. And I don't know where it came from. I don't remember the inspiration, but I spit it out and pulled over and texted it to the marketing guy that I was working with as we were setting up the debut album, and he loved it. So I said, fine, let's, because this was after about 50 or 60 things that either people were already using or were just stupid.
Yeah, you know? Speaking about your music, you know, your songs are so funny. And when I say funny, I mean, you know, the context and the way you sing it and stuff. It's great, great music, very good songs. They're always tongue-in-cheek. Is that your style? Has it always been your style?
Not entirely. It's a fair description. I think it's a good way to describe most of the songs. I try to take pains to avoid writing the same old cliches.
Yeah.
Although I've come to realize as I've gotten older and as I've written more songs, certain songs like love songs probably call out for cliches. And you know, my favorite example is I can remember being younger and annoyed every time I ever had to listen to the Wings song, Silly Love Song, by McCartney.
Okay.
And then I got older, I realized that Paul really is a genius, because there is no other way to write a love song than to just do it the way he did it and the way he always does it. So while some of my songs are tongue-in-cheek, one of the songs on the record, there's a ballad on the record called Marry Me Again, which may have one or two slightly humorous lines, but it's a serious love song that I wrote to my wife, who has always been bugging me to do a second wedding. I've managed to avoid that so far. I said, we're already married. But it triggered the idea for the song. And there's that one is just straight ahead, nothing tongue-in-cheek about it. But yes, I mean, some of the others, you walk a fine line writing that way.
Okay.
I think I walk the line pretty well. If you go too far, you'll just be kitschy or campy or corny.
We're going to play a couple of your songs, but the one I really like, and very happy to say that you were on this album that hit number one in the UK, so congratulations. Independent Number Ones, Volume 10, number one in the UK. That's amazing.
Awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
At my age, any recognition whatsoever is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And it's on Amazon Top 20 till today, you know, since launch. And that's saying something, because the UK, like America, is a very tough market, you know. So
It can't all be just because of my one song. So hats off.
Probably. But my song's on it as well. So, you know, I'm hopefully it helped.
We are number ones together.
So I Want That Girl. This is one of my I shouldn't say new favorites. It's been a favorite for a few months now, since January, I think, when I heard it first. So tell us about I Want That Girl, because it really is one of the funniest songs I've heard.
There is an actual, fairly colorful story behind
it. Oh, good. I want to hear this now.
I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
I picked up in New York City a woman named Christina Benedetto, who's one of our band's backup singers. You'll hear her on some of the tracks on the debut album.
Okay.
I picked her up on a Friday evening to drive through the Lincoln Tunnel and into Union City to Kaleidoscope Sound, where we do all of our recording. And she's in her, at this point, she's maybe 25 or 26. And I said, so what's going on in your life since the last time I saw you? What's going on in the dating world? And she tells me this crazy story about a date that she had just been on where the boy, 25-year-old, whatever, the man that she had been out with used the line on her, make love, but he used the obscenity, you make love like a fat girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And used the other word.
I said,
you know, Christina, guys have probably been talking about that amongst ourselves. We may have said that to buddies for millennia, as far as I know.
But not to a girl.
Wait, not to a girl. I said, he actually said that to you.
Yeah.
And she said, he did. He did. And she said,
oh, bloody hell.
She said, I was flattered because I was kind of chubby in high school. And if you were a kind of chubby girl, you had to work it. And I said, stop. So this line, you blank like a fat girl, was in my head.
Oh my God.
The next morning, I took my little daughter. She was maybe 5 or 6. I had promised her a trip into Times Square to what was then the huge flagship Toys R Us store in Times Square. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes, I have.
It had a carousel inside.
Oh yeah.
So I had promised my daughter a trip to the Toys R Us store. We went to the Toys R Us store. She bought some dolls or whatever.
Yeah.
Just her and me. And we were taking the PATH train. It's the subway train that goes under the river back to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
We were on the PATH train going back to my place in Jersey City, and the song flooded into my head with that obscene line.
Oh, geez.
And I pulled out my iPhone and I started singing the chorus into the iPhone. I told Christina what had happened.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you can't record the song that way. I said, I know I can't record the song that way. It'll never get on radio. And so I had to figure out, okay, so what is the line then? And
yes.
I went somewhere along the line and came up with a line. Well, you know, that's how I know that I want that girl, because she, you know, eventually you get to the line because she is like, she's high girl instead of, you know, she
fat
kisses
girl.
Like a
Yeah.
Does anything else like, yeah.
So. Okay. Oh my God, that's an amazing story, Larry. It really is. I love it.
I rewrote all the lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
To be, just about a guy who's just looking for a normal kind of girl to be in love with without dealing with all the.
Yeah.
No supermodels, no pretensions, none of that stuff. just good girl.
WOA is now supporting with its entire might worldwide, which is a song that
The song that they just picked also on the debut album is called Rearview Mirror. It's my love song to New York City, really.
But you're talking about never going back.
No, in the third verse he goes back. In the third
verse.
I mean, I'm one of these people, although my mother's family are originally from Manhattan, and I always used to visit my grandparents up in the Bronx when I was little. I didn't grow up in the city. I was born just outside the city, but okay. I grew up right outside Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I'm one of these people, like a lot of people who end up in New York, who, you know, at some point, I visited a few times in college. You know, I used to go there with my grandparents. I knew from early on that I was going to end up in New York and never leave, probably.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Who come to New York for whatever the one of my friends said, I said, how did you manage to come to New York City from Seattle? And he said, New York City is the Rome of its day. You have to be here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like London. If there was one other place that I would have loved to have lived and worked, it would have been London. I regret that I never found a way to find a gig in London.
Well, Larry, now you're with WOA, and hopefully, I'm hoping that you're going to jam with me on stage at a summer festival very soon once this goddamn pandemic is gone.
It would be, yeah. We'll see, man. I mean, how are things in Leicester on the pandemic front?
Leicester is, well, to be fair, to be brutally honest, we are back in lockdown as of Monday. So the entire England now is back in lockdown. So I'm a biker, you know. So we ride our bikes, like 50, 60 of us, hundreds of us sometimes. And now we can't do that. So now the funny, we're trying to find out ways how we can ride our motorbikes, six people in a group, you know, six and then another six and then another six. So it's just getting ridiculous now. You know, we don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I'm in Connecticut, and I would say, I mean, the New York tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut got hit very hard early on.
But yes, I know, yeah.
Things right now, leaving aside that we have to wear masks to go into places.
Correct, yeah.
Things otherwise feel pretty normal. I'd say since the end of May.
Yeah.
Life around here has felt pretty normal for most people.
It's such a strong connection that musicians seem to have with New York.
It's not just musicians. I mean, there's New York and London and a few other cities in the world have energy on their streets that is infectious. And when you go other places, it's missing, and you miss it.
True.
So even though the song starts out with this guy who says he's leaving New York, by the end, he's coming back because he knows there's no place else he'd really want to be.
Yeah. So on that note, we're going to play Rearview Mirror by the High Plains Drifters.
My mother's now a junkie. My girl's a slacker flunky. And some prick just charged me $10 for a beer. There's no place left for parking. My roommate's dog keeps barking. And the subway's not been clean in 50 years. Times Square was once a paradise with hookers blowing headlights. Now Disneyland's intruding everywhere. Seems I've lost my passion for what passes here as fashion. That's why I'm getting out of here. I'm heading out of New York, heading out tonight. Heading out of New York, got the headlights burning bright. I won't be back tomorrow, nor even but I'll remember New York in my rearview mirror year. Yes, I'll remember New York in my rearview mirror year. I crossed the bridge to Jersey. Man, I was in a hurry, but conditions there were even more a mess. expensive, the corruption more extensive. And as for pretty women, well, I'd say there were less. But I didn't pull a U-turn, despite the fact my ears burned from ladies who bemoaned my leaving town. They don't understand that I cannot stay in this land where DJs don't play Sunday morning coming down. I can't afford the rent, my money's all been spent on booze and girls with far too many shoes. This playground of my youth, which once was 80 proof, is now overrun with coffee drinking fools. That's why I'm leaving by the light of moon. I'm heading out of New York, heading out tonight. Heading out of New York with the headlights burning bright. I won't be back tomorrow nor even in a year, but I'll remember New York in my rearview mirror here. Yes, I'll remember New York in my rearview mirror here. I got as far as Philly, then started feeling silly, thinking grass could grow much greener far away. I miss the supermodels who think meals come in a bottle that costs more than I make in 100 days. So I retrace my steps to where they still use words like schlep, where politeness rarely sees the light of day. Back to where my life bore a sharp edge just like a knife, I hit the gas until I reach the Empire State. I'm heading back to New York, heading back tonight. I'm heading back to New York, with my head screwed on too tight. When I get back tomorrow, I'll steal myself a beer and drink a toast to New York in my rearview mirror here. I'll drink a toast to New York in my rearview mirror here.
Can you tell our fans, our listeners, where they can find High Plains Drifters online? You know, the website, the social media, things like that?
Social media, it's, excuse my dog in the background.
No problem. My dog's right next to me, by the way, so it's all good.
Right. On social media, on Twitter and Instagram, it is at HPD Music.
HPD Music. Okay, that's interesting. High Plains Drifters Music. Okay.
At HPD Music. They can search for the band by its name on Facebook, although we just discovered that we have some access issues with our Facebook page, so I don't think the Facebook page is currently live.
Okay.
No, it's there. I'm sorry. It is there, but we have some access problems on the administration side.
Oh, so I get it. Okay.
We're trying to update it and found we weren't able to access and update it, but it's there with most of the stuff from the first album.
Okay.
We're easier to find on Pandora by searching for the band's name, because it will actually pull up the debut album.
Right.
On Spotify, it'll pull up us and a few other artists. People can also go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for our two music videos.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
One of them is my favorite music video, is my obsession. It's a crazy love song about Jennifer Aniston. It's called Jennifer Aniston. why Jennifer Aniston, why are you married?
That's amazing. You know what I'll do, Larry? I'm going to put this as a official video of the show, you know, like next to your song. We'll put a link to that. That'll be really cool.
It's a really smart, clever, funny
video. Oh, nice.
Subject of being obsessed with someone. It'll crack you up.
Tell me something. Do you have this on your album as well, the song?
Yeah, Jenny, we have two mixes of Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, great.
On the album. We have the original rock, or whatever you'd want to call it, version.
Yeah.
And then a buddy of my producer, Greg Cohen has a really good friend in Belgium, Chris Vanderhaeden, and Chris did a dance, I don't know if it's pure dance, but a very up-tempo dance-influenced remix of it.
Oh, nice.
So, and then there's another video on YouTube for the first single. They can search for High Plains Drifters. Virginia is the name of the song.
Okay.
A pretty cool video for Virginia as well.
Super. So you know what? We're gonna try and put links to all of this online because YouTube is so important for musicians now.
My daughter is 13.
Yep.
And she just started back to school. She's on campus in school. I drive her every morning.
Yeah.
Only about a 10-minute drive.
Okay.
We're in week two now of school. Every morning, the first two songs that she's playing through my car stereo off of her iPhone are Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Awesome.
And Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears.
It's now, so cool.
She's heard those two songs from me on the radio, on the stereo, all of her 13 years on this planet.
Yes.
But she had to hear Come On Eileen in a movie on Netflix before she became a fan of it.
Exactly.
I believe it was a TikTok video that turned her on to Everybody Wants.
Oh my God.
I go, you grew up with those songs.
Yeah.
But they become legitimized or something.
Exactly.
The medium in which they're seen.
Yep.
Or her.
Absolutely, man. That's so true. I'm truly now a fan of your stuff. I have been for a while since I've been hearing your stuff. I just love the way you write your songs.
It means a lot to hear it from someone like you, and all I can say is thank you, and I hope we don't disappoint you with any of the songs to come. I think we've stepped up our game quite a bit from the first album.
Great, and I can't wait to hear your second one. It's going to be, I just know it's going to be great. So congrats and best of luck with everything, Larry. Seriously.
Thank you very much, and I'm sending you our Christmas song as soon as we're done.
For my ears only, so I'm privileged to hear that. All right, Larry, see you later. Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Ciao. Oliver. You good day.
Good day. Bye. Bye. Bye.
For a girl, been searching everywhere. I don't care about her face or the color of her hair, 'cause I've had the pretty ones and they're never any fun. Seems no matter how I wish, they just lay there like a fish. That's how I knew that I want that girl. A skinny brat girl. I've been around the whole world, but I just began to see. I know that you'll be my girl, and I gotta tell you why, girl. She kisses like she's high, girl, and that's good enough for me. Yeah, that's good enough for me. When we're on a dinner date, she eats everything in sight, telling lies to all her friends, tells them I'm a Superman. In the darkness of the night, she draws dirty till it's light. Yeah, I know that I want that girl, 'cause she's not a spoiled brat girl. I've been around the whole world, but I just began to see. I know she'll be my next girl, and it's all about the sex, girl. 'Cause she kisses like she's high, girl, and that's good enough for me. Yeah, that's good enough for me. I'm so tired of the games a pretty lady plays, pretending she's a saint, when you know full well she ain't. Gotta simplify my life, find myself a normal wife. Everything will be alright when we're higher than a kite. Yeah, I know that she'll be my girl, 'cause she kisses like she's high, girl. I've been around the whole world, and who she'll be, my one girl. And it's only for the fun, girl, 'cause she kisses like she's high, girl. And that's good enough for me. Yeah, that's good enough for me. I hate being cheated. It's just the craziest thing that's ever happened. Nothing crazy for you. You're a part of my heart. It all started with you. You rocked my world. Are you going to make me beg for all of your love? In my eyes all I see is you. Baby, how would you like to arouse my passion? How do you expect me to go on when you make me hot, love, put me on a spot? You have to be so sexy. I'm turned on, you turn me so on. I can never turn it off. Forever inside my heart, you'll always be a part of me. I feel it all started with you. There's no way to stop it. Me inside your heart, you're my everything. Take me away, stay here with me. Love's here, knowing it all started with you. My lips want to kiss you. Would you mind my naughty fingers feeling you? Does your nose want to smell me? Loving you only gets stronger and stronger. You're the poison pill inside of me. That infiltrates all my blood. I got you controlling my brain. Baby, you're the only one that has the antidote that I need. To stroke my hair. Are you my friend? Ask me. My life is nothing if I'm all alone. It all started with you. My eyes aren't shy. Look at me, I'm ready to cry. I've realized that I'm in love with you. Are you my woman to be loved? I can lose loving you. I've been lost, missing your love. My dream would be shattered. I'm already imagining having you completely in my life. Let me feel the love inside your heart. It's hard to forget that it all started with you. Are you listening, baby? Listen to me. Telling you to hold me tight. I got a fight going on inside me. Loving you has gotten me trouble. Now won't you feel in love with me? Baby, it's you, you and only you. You're the sunshine. That's all mine. It all started with you.
Really? You forgot our anniversary? For real?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Honey, you're so special to me. What would I be without you in my life? I'm so blessed you're my wife. Cause I remember the time before I made you mine, sitting out of the clubs, going out every night. I know I messed up. Well, anyway, call me back.
So special.
I've been working all these hours trying to make it happen, but I see you now chilling on your kitchen cabinet, in your new house, in your red blouse. I better watch my mouth. Had dreams of doing some of the finest things, like renewing our vows, maybe the wedding ring. As I look in your eyes, see I can see the shine, but I look at the time. Working 4-12s, baby, that's overtime. But I'm missing your love and it's overtime. Love kissing you, dreaming that I'm missing you. Call before I leave work, that's a little ritual. You fell in love with the smallest things, and honestly, that's what it really means. See, tonight we just gonna intervene.
Sorry, I forgot. Happy anniversary.
Knowing you just got home, you're not picking up, making me feel so alone. Feeling like your heart's in a different time zone. Not hearing your voice just has my mind blown. I know it wasn't an argument, cause you love made it irrelevant. Man, I should understand this.
Please answer the phone. I know you at home.
Baby, you know that I love you. I mean, I really do.
Dinner ready with a dozen red roses. At the dinner table waiting for that door to open. Seeing that smile on your face is gonna make my day. You're not picking up the phone, but I know you're on your way. My heart beats as I dial your number, because I already know that you're on your way. Leaving this message just to say,
remember we have dinner at 8. See you there. Honey, your food is on the table and it's getting cold.
It's getting so late, my heart, my hand begin to shake. Hoping that I didn't make a terrible mistake. I can't eat, I can't sleep if I don't see your face. Thinking about my hands wrapped around your soft waist. As your lips touch mine, it begin to taste. Please don't leave, I can't take the day. Please don't leave, I can't take the fate.
Like for real? It's like that?